It has been a hard day, but that's nothing unusual. My mind races with 1,000 problems and just as many solutions. Work, friends, family, life. There are so many people who rely on me and so many things I need to do. And, for the most part, I'm happy to do those things. They fulfill me. I like problems and I like solving them. My mind buzzes with so many voices. And now, tonight, when I come to see you, I think about so many things. What to wear. I think about what you like and what I like. Clothes make me feel things, and tonight I want to feel sexy. Slutty. My tight black dress, fishnets, heels, black panties. No bra. I think about how you will feel when you see me. Will it turn you on? Make you lose control? Will you tear my dress off and fuck me on the spot? Or will you make me wait? I know how much you like to make me wait. The truth is, I like it too. My mind races with all the possibilities, and I can see your apartment in my mind's eye, thinking about all the places you have taken me, all the things you have done to me. I feel myself getting wet in anticipation. How I look. I check my makeup in the mirror. I smile, looking at my eyes. The mascara that I discovered, knowing that it won't be too long before it runs. I look at my lips, painted red for you, and wonder if the lipstick I've picked out will end up smeared across my face, or perhaps leave its imprint on your cock. It's like a daydream. So many possibilities. No jewellery, except for the golden hoop earrings I know you like. I wear my long coat, not just because it's cold out, but also because I want to reveal when I show up at your place. We both know I like a touch of drama. And when I arrive, I watch your eyes as I slide the coat off my shoulders and let it slip down my arms. Your smile tells me everything I need to know, and when you grab me and pull me close and kiss me hard, I know I made all the right choices. The dress doesn't stay on long, and soon I am standing in front of you in my panties, fishnets, and heels. My mind races. I use my eyes, my lips, my pose. I want to seduce you. I want you to lose control. But you never do. It's one of the things I love the most about you. I know now, as I always do, that tonight will be on your terms, not mine. And yet, I still do my best. When you get up and stand behind me and I feel you wrap your arms around me, I wonder what will come next. What will you do to me? With me? So very many thoughts, desires, and needs. I inhale deeply, feeling your arms around me, feeling my excitement grow. When you guide my hands behind my back, I exhale. The rope around my wrists feels so good. And as you tie me, I feel myself start to slip away. No, not away. Toward you. Closer. The rope is tight. I can feel it around my arms, my chest, pressing against my breasts from above and below. I move just a bit and the rope moves with me like a tight embrace. Secure and safe, and yet as one of your hands wraps around my throat and the other roughly caresses my breasts, I know I am yours to do with as you wish. I press into you and moan. Your touch feels so good. It allows me to focus on you, to focus on what I'm feeling. As you guide me down to the floor, I can feel my heart racing and my arousal growing. You draw my ankles up to my thighs and tie them tight, forcing my knees apart and displaying my panty-covered crotch for you. I can feel how wet I am, and now you can too, when you press your palm against me. I'm so hot there, wet, sticky. I start to wonder what will come next. I wriggle a bit on the floor, wanting to know how I am tied, that I am yours. I'm thinking of all the possibilities, all the desires. I look around the room, wondering what you have planned for me. You're holding a pair of scissors, large, silver, and sharp. You trace the points slowly down my chest and over my stomach, keeping them closed. You slide them under the waistband of my panties, and I feel the cold metal shears press against my hot, wet pussy. You slide them over me, and I try to raise my hips, pressing into them harder. When you pull them back out, they are slick with my wetness. You run your finger over them and then press it to my lips. I lick and suck your finger, tasting myself. I close my eyes and savor the taste, thinking so many thoughts. I open my eyes when I feel the scissors against my thigh. Open now, slowly sliding along my tender flesh, up and under my panties. Slowly you close the blades, slicing through the panties on one side. I feel myself more exposed. And then on the other side. As the scissors close all the way, my shredded panties fall away, completely exposing my cunt to you. You touch me, teasing my clit until I feel my pussy lips swell and everything starts to tingle, burn and ache. My heart is racing now. My mind is going a mile a minute and you can see it in my eyes. There are so many things I want to say, to ask for, to beg for. I want to tell you everything I'm thinking, feeling, needing. There's so much inside me that needs to come out. And finally, I start to speak. I plead with you. I beg for you. Touch me. Use me. Fuck me. I want your cock inside me. I want your hands to ravage me. I want to be your cocksucker, your fuck toy. The words spill out of me and I can't stop them. I can't stop my thoughts or my expression of them. You listen for a few minutes, sitting beside me, watching. You brush my hair back and look into my eyes. You say nothing, and my desperation grows. And then you take out one of your handkerchiefs and slowly fold it. As I continue to talk, you press it to my lips and then inside my mouth. And you add a second, and then a third, until my mouth is packed and my cheeks are bulging. My words are reduced first to mumbles and eventually to gagged whimpers and moans. I hear you tearing a strip of tape off the roll, and I close my eyes and moan as you press it over my lips. You take your time, slowly smoothing it over my lips and cheeks, pressing firmly the tip of your finger, tracing along my lips. I can feel your touch, but I can also feel how far away it is. I get lost in the sensations and the helplessness, bound, legs spread, pussy aching and exposed. I know you love seeing me gagged, taped, helpless. Tonight you add a second strip and then a third. Your touch recedes, leaving me completely bound for you. All I have left to communicate with you are my eyes. No more words, just how I look at you and how you look at me. And once that happens, once I am bound, gagged, and helpless, once you take everything from me, something else happens too. You take away all the troubles of my day, all my fear, anxiety, and worry, all my questions and expectation, everything goes quiet. In that moment, we are fully and completely present with each other. In the moment, there is nothing before, there is nothing after, there is only now, there is only us, and finally, inside. I am silent.